Scott Henson from Microsoft. I'm the studio manager for one of our studios here in the Midlands called Rare. I'm here to celebrate and kick off this game jam and hopefully set an incredible record with all of the Train to Game students and kick off what I think is going to be an amazing event. Come on. I have no idea who came up with the idea for who's going to go for a world record, but whoever that person was, brilliant idea, awesome concept, and I know it's going to create incredible energy, and I can hardly wait to see the concepts that came up from that. I have been to similar events like a game jam where we bring together developers. My background is with professional game developers where we bring together literally thousands of people like what we're doing here today to get together to learn, to create applications, to create new experiences. So very similar to what we're doing here at the game jam. This is the future of the industry. The kids that are here, the students that are here, I shouldn't say kids, the students that are here are going to be the vital essence and the heartbeat of our industry in the next few years. And they're the ones that will change the game and change the way things. So this game jam was really a collaborative event between Train to Game and Microsoft. And over the past 3 months, the teams have really gotten together to figure out, you know, how are we really going to make this an incredible event? And what I see tonight is something I think is going to just be an incredible stepping stone for the future, right? You've got all this amazing energy with the students, and I can hardly wait to see the creative output of what happens that we kick off tonight. I think what Train to Game does is critical for students. It gives them a venue and a vehicle to really kind of channel and focus their energy to create events like tonight, which is really one of the key themes that I talk about, which is to embrace opportunities like this and really use platforms like Windows and what Microsoft does to make the most of your creative dreams. What's exciting for me about that is as a student, 20 years ago, having this kind of an opportunity like what Train to Game does, a platform like what Microsoft creates, I think is just an amazing opportunity for students. So the students that are here tonight, the Train to Game students, are the essence of what is the future for our industry. So I think it's not just a benefit, it's the heartbeat of what the future of our industry will be. The things that the students will create are the kind of things that, go, wow, I never saw that coming. I never imagined that. And those are the ideas come from the students and from people that have the kind of creative energy that we see here tonight. I think anything that we can do to promote innovation, anything that we can do to promote our creative culture and our creative industry is an extremely positive step for not only the game industry, but at large. That's a very positive step that's been taken to help cultivate that and build it and grow it. We, as Microsoft, we're very invested in helping students, professionals, get the most out of their careers inside of Microsoft and on Microsoft platforms. What's impressed me has been the focus and energy for the students to create an opportunity for them by the Train to Game staff, by Microsoft, and the students themselves. I mean, just the sheer energy that exists here, I know something amazing is going to happen this weekend. The opportunity that the Game Jam creates for students to channel their energy on, Microsoft platforms with the incredible platforms and tools that we have with the great staff at Train to Game that creates this opportunity, I think, is unparalleled. I think it's an amazing opportunity for the students. So what Microsoft looks for, and I think anyone would look for, is passion and creativity and someone that has a really strong vision, creative vision for what they want to create. And someone who, is never going to give up on that vision and can think, kind of beyond what's been done and push the boundaries and take risks. So, in fact, I'm going to talk about this a fair amount in a bit. So those are just some of the things that I'm going to do.